Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everyone. This is another great topic tonight. I say that every week, I know, and you're probably thinking, oh, Natalie, you love all the topics. Well, I really do, and I have the lovely Maya Moon with me who decides what we're going to talk about, and they're always perfect. Every one of them is perfect, and I'm going to have soon, I'm sure she's on her way, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson in the chat room. If you want to get a quick mini reading there, you're welcome to go there. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-838-9736, and I'll answer the phone. And it's just like talking on the phone. It's really easy. So our discussion tonight is called The Gift of Grace with Us. Well, Maya Moon knows that a lot of times I'll say, do everything under grace. You just cannot fail. Under grace, of course, can mean a lot of things, and I'm going to have Maya Moon start off with this because we have a caller, Maya Moon. And I want to get to this person. So you and you probably hear a beep when I come back. Don't you hear something when I come back?
Yeah, I usually do.
Okay, all right. You can take it over, and I'm going to get to this caller right now.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. As always, if you're new, I know you'll love the show. And if you've been with us before, it's another great topic, which hopefully you can gain some insight. And some of what we talk about will resonate with you. So tonight's subject, as Natalie said, is walking in grace. And it does have several meanings, but the biggest thing is it's a state of being. And it is a choice that we make. And it's not always an easy choice, but it's a choice that we make to be in that state. Just like we can say we can choose faith versus worry, we can't choose both because they're not in harmony. So grace is a state of being. And I did hear, or it sounded like Natalie is back.
Yes.
Okay.
She's back in all her splendor.
Yeah,
that person just wants to listen. But I heard part of it, and yes, I agree, that's exactly what it is. And but you said it's not always easy, and it isn't because we're humans. And we're not like little angels, you know, that everything, we do everything for everybody, and we have no thoughts about it, like even thinking, well, you know, I'm doing all this. What's coming to me? That's not the point to me. This is what I do. Maya, I don't know if you want to tell how you handle this, but for me, it's just doing. You know, I have a big staff, so I do for all of them. I mean, no matter what it is, it's just a little thing maybe here and there of the clients. I do the same, and I don't say to them, now I expect you to do something for me because I just give it to you. That's it. It's yours. You don't even have to say thank you. It's just something that I'm giving to you from my heart and my soul. It's here. Natalie's giving you something. Like sometimes I'll add 5 or 10 minutes. I'm known as a Stars Fairy. On Stars, because that's what somebody started calling me, because periodically I will give minutes away just because they're regular clients and I appreciate their support. And, you know, it's always nice to get something like that. Plus, they get to hear from me, but some of them I've known for so many years. But even when I'm on Twitter, I will say, if you know, do everything under grace. You cannot fail if you do. It makes you feel really good. But don't you find, Maya, that it's kind of hard sometimes to do that? Especially if you're empathic. Now, that goes along with it, too. If you're empathic, that's, you know, you're feeling and you know what's going on with this person. You would love to just hug them. You would love to give them $100. Maybe you don't have that to spare. But sometimes there's a little bit of a conflict that goes on. How do you treat it, Maya?
I'm not sure what you really mean as far as...
Well, I think it's, you know, when you do something under grace, like I feel that I do, it's with nothing coming back. It's not pay it forward. You don't even do that. You just accept it. If you want to do something like that for somebody else, that's great. But it is a state that you're in. And not everybody can do that. It's easy for me, and I'm sure it's easy for you. But maybe you want to give your take on it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Well, for me, the way I see it, it's not easy for me. A state of grace is also called universal understanding. And it's when we are able to live our lives without having all the answers. And so a state of grace would be, let's say we're challenged with a relationship that falters and doesn't work out. And as humans, we want to know why. Why didn't he or she do this? Why didn't he or she do that? Or it could be anything in our life that doesn't become fulfilled. And we get very caught up, even to the point of obsession sometimes, needing to know the answers, assuming that those answers or those explanations are going to, you know, fill this spot inside of us, when in truth, it's grace that does that. So grace is, there's many parts of grace where we can seek grace with one area, like with giving to others, like what you're talking about. We can give to others, and if we're doing it under grace, then we're doing it just as you said, just through the love of our hearts and without any expectation in return, which, no, that also is not easy because, again, we are humans, and even, no matter how generous we are, how compassionate we are, there's always that little part of us that does have that expectation that at some point something will return to us, even if it's maybe not for that person, from that person, that something, if we do enough good, then good will come to us. So being in a state of grace is being able to accept the reality of what is, to not let the past overshadow and define us, and to be okay with knowing that the future is uncertain. Because no matter what, whether it's career, health, relationships, family, where we live, I don't care what it is, the future will always be uncertain. That doesn't make it bad, but it does make it uncertain. So, I mean, grace or universal understanding can encompass a lot of different things, and it is very hard, especially when we've had a recent challenge or a time in our life, and you know we might be thinking to ourselves, well, I don't want to be in grace. I don't want to say, okay, that's okay. Yeah. I accept that. And a lot of people get, just like they confuse forgiveness with, you know, condoning the behavior. Grace is what we do for us. It's what we ask for our state of being. So that's kind of how I would define
exactly.
It.
Exactly, and it doesn't mean just because you've done something kind that it's going to be returned to you. It's not you're not keeping score here. This is not keeping score. But as a human, I know, and I've done it, that, and I've even talked to you about it, Maya, is that oftentimes you say to yourself, well, gee, I do all of these things. I'm so good to everybody, and what do I get? Maybe, and the answer, of course, I say this to myself, I don't have to keep telling myself, is you don't know. You don't know. You might have already gotten it. You don't know. So if you continue being that great person that loves to do things under grace, and under grace, I think it exactly means don't expect anything in return. That's how you do it. That's how I do it. I mean, you know, if I can help somebody like in a store, I don't expect them to come follow me down the aisle and help me. I do this because I want to help. Sometimes it's painful if you help people There is always, I think, a little bit of expectation somehow, and maybe you're disappointed. Maybe you're disappointed in that person, but I will tell you from experience that there are so many people that I would love to do things for, but I'm not really in the position to do that. I think about this all the time. I'd love to be able to go down someplace and see people on the side not having anything, give them a food coupon or money. I mean, if I had endless money, I would get such great satisfaction and love in my heart from that. That would make me feel really good. And, of course, there's nothing going to come back. It doesn't have to come back. But it can be really tough on you, Maya, I think. And like I said, being an empath, as you are also, your feelings get attached. And you can't really stop that. I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm doing better with that, but still, my heart goes out, and you can't stop it. I think we are what we are. But and you can do things under grace in any way that you see fit. I mean, it doesn't have to be even doing something for someone. It could be just, you know, smiling or saying, you know, how are you today? I mean, you probably do that too, Maya. I do that all the time. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they look miserable. It doesn't matter. That's what I do. I just see me flitting through these stores, smiling at people, and if their eyes look at mine, that's all it takes for me. I tell them to have a great day. Are they okay? Is there anything that they need? I even help people, like I've told you, in stores, and I don't even work there. But that's just me. So any little thing I think that you can do to make somebody else, to give to somebody else, I think it's a great thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but you have to do it in a certain way. You can't think that, you know, a basket of money is going to be sitting outside someplace because you did this wonderful thing. No, it doesn't happen that way at all. Don't expect at all. If you don't expect at all, and all of a sudden one day something happens and you think, wow, how did that happen? Well, you know, maybe think back. I've always told people that I believe there's a plus and a minus column, and somebody up there is keeping track of everything that we do. You need to have a lot of pluses there, no minuses. We all get minuses, it's like a tablet. I see this big tablet with my name and pluses and minuses. Well, how many checks do I have on the plus side? I hope I have a lot of them because I certainly have done a lot of good things all my life, even as a little girl. And you know what else, too, Maya? I'm thinking, when I was a little girl, remember how the kids used to walk by my house?
Right.
And I never got mad. I never did anything. Maybe the next day or so, I'd go back and I'd be with them because maybe they were already across the street or something. I think that was under grace, too. I didn't feel any anger towards them or anything, even as a little girl. So I think you have to, I mean, you can start off anytime. You can start off today and start doing things under grace. Start giving under grace, and you're going to see what's going to happen to you. Maybe you'll have the best health ever. Maybe you'll make somebody feel really good for the day, for the week. They're going to remember you. I know they will, because I know they remember me when I'm stores, wherever I am. If I see them again, they know who I am. And so that's what I do. I don't know. What do you do, Maya, as far as under grace?
Well, I would say more mainly in a roundabout way that helps other people is to remind myself about that so that I'm living in a state of grace and I'm not questioning and I'm accepting. If I can accept what is without, you know, expectations, you know, life in general, and I can say, okay, well, like our car broke down today, for example, and that's very stressful. We have roadside assistance, but still it takes hours for them to get there and all that. And so that's a good example of we can choose to get let that ruin our day. Well, why did this happen? You know, I'm a good person or on and on. Well, we can just, you know, calm ourselves down and say, you know, maybe there's a reason that I met this tow truck driver, I was with my husband, you know, or maybe this was this is a lesson or this is something that we will learn, or maybe we can be grateful that it happened when we were just a couple miles from home rather than a far distance. So I would say it starts within. So when the tow truck driver arrived, we were joking around and we were talking about some stories, and, you know, some of them maybe would be offensive to people that aren't from our area, but since we're all, you know, living here in Arkansas, we can make jokes about our own, so to speak. So we were just swapping stories. But that might have, you know, that guy was saying how he had had a rough day and he does repose, and, you know, he was, you know, sharing with us. So when you mentioned that, you know, later I thought about it. Okay, so although it began as me being in a state of grace because I knew I couldn't change what had happened, and there was no sense in me allowing it to try to say, well, why did this happen? Or I wasn't going to change what had already occurred. All I could do is deal with it as effectively as possible and, you know, go move forward in my life. But perhaps this guy, just the point of picking up people who are, from what he said, usually very distraught and upset and mad and kind of at times take it out on him. You know, well, why did it take you so long to get here? Well, because, you know, they're busy people. They have other calls that might be ahead of us. I don't think he just said, yeah, I think I'm just going to sit here and, you know, have a few beers or whatever the case may be. So maybe that was what it was. But I feel like I, you know, that would be an example where, you know, I shared with that person. I was in a good mood. And so I didn't expect anything back. I just, you know, thanked him and let him know. So to me, that would be an example, or just in treating clients or people in general, even when I can see that they make a comment that maybe is not, you know, maybe sarcastic or maybe a little bit barbed, and I choose not to go to that level. Instead, I just take it with grace and think, you know, well, there must be something really difficult going on in their life right now that they feel the need to lash out at other people. And so instead I might just joke, or, you know, giving a compliment. Oh, I like the shirt. I like the way this, I mean, of course I'm not going to give men really compliments, but with women, I can do that. I like your shirt. That looks nice. Blah, blah, blah. And I know you do a lot of that, Natalie, too.
Yeah, I do. I do. But nobody is saying, I mean, Maya and I are not saying that it's easy. I mean,
no,
we all have things that happen. And, you know, I can use the business that I have as an example. I mean, sometimes I'll get somebody will ask, well, where's my email reading? You know, and they get a note that it's 24 to 48 hours. And I'll sit back and think to myself, well, Natalie, how are you going to answer this one? And I always answer, of course, they're clients and they pay and all of that. And I just said, well, you know, you can expect it 24 to 48 hours, but I believe that she has done it, and so it should be coming to you shortly, only because I got a copy. That's how I knew. And I had spoken with her anyways online. So, and he did write back and say, thank you very much. Well, sometimes you have to be careful, because sometimes people are on the attack. You know, right away, and you can say this with anybody, you know, right away they want to say something to you and it's going to be nasty. And if you turn it around and be really nice, you may not change their attitude, but they're going to think about it. Somehow, some way, the thought's going to go into their head, God, I was not very nice to her, was I? No, you weren't. So, you know, how's that working for you? I'd probably tell them. You can apply it with anything that you do, but it is not easy because we have things that affect our moods, and unfortunately that's just the way that it is. But if you try, at least try every single day, you can find yourself in any Now, who did I talk to today? I don't think I talked to anybody on the phone today. I just sent a text to my goddaughter. And, oh, I did talk to my granddaughter today. And my son, I didn't talk to. I just sent him a text. So, you know, sometimes when I'm talking to people, I try to, even people that are trying to get me to do something for the business, like, well, you need to do this for STARS. No, thank you. No, thank you. You know, I mean, sometimes you just like to hang up on them, but I don't, because I think to myself, well, that's their job. So, you know, but sometimes they can really gnaw at you if it's a particular voice that's kind of rubbing you wrong. And we've all gotten those kinds of phone calls, and you just want to just hang up on them. But you have to be nice, be graceful, do it under grace, and be kind, and tell them to have a good day. I don't know whether they're going to do it or not, because they're going to run into somebody who's going to probably tell them, but it's not going to be me. And I think we could sit here, Maya, and talk about all the things that have happened to us and things that we have done. I mean, it's a tremendous amount. And especially, you know, when you're in this kind of work and you are spiritual and you are of the light, no matter how small it is, I think eventually the more that you do it, the more that you do it. I mean, that's what happens. You do it, you do it. I mean, you just keep doing it, and pretty soon it's second nature. Like for myself, I can tell you, I've had people kind of look at me, and you can tell they're not in a good mood, or something's bothering them, or, you know, you got in line before they did, or what. I'm always using a store as an example because, you know, yours truly is not really out and about that much. But you know what I do is I'll ask them, would you like to go ahead of me? And you know that's going to get them. No, it's fine. And then I'll stand back and I'll think to myself, then why were you giving me such a dirty look? I didn't do anything to you. So I turn it around. That's exactly what I do. And to me, that's under grace. And I've given them a little something to think about. And, you know, just think if I was walking around all day, what I could do, huh? I don't know. But the biggest contact with people is online, or my two girlfriends that I have, or my goddaughter, or my granddaughter, or whatever. I try to always be nice and sweet. And even, you know, I had to turn down going someplace on Saturday. Of course, I was doing the magazine. It took me 3 days, and I was telling Maya I had this massive headache, and I just didn't feel like going. And normally I would have gone, but something just said, you know, Natalie, you're going to be up till the wee hours of the morning, because if you go to see mysticlivingtoday.com, you'll see all the pages that I have done, and I still inserted some things today because I take them whenever they send them to me. Sometimes people are – this is a holiday weekend, so people are out and about and maybe not getting everything to me like they should. But, you know, and then I'll get some really nice people because I send these really nice emails. This one lady, she was the first time she submitted anything. And she sent me this email, and she says, "Wow, I can't believe what you've done with this." She says, "It looks amazing. I can't wait to show the author." See, now like that, and we're not even talking on the phone. I do it in email. The motto is you kill them with kindness. It works every time. And if it doesn't, okay, then you tried. That's all you can do. When you do things under grace, you try. Maybe it'll be accepted, maybe it won't, maybe it won't do a thing, but it's going to give you a plus on that column. You're going to get a check mark there. You can be sure of that. So I'm trying to think anything else here. What about you, Maya? Most things that we do are under grace. We try to be in the grace mode as much as we can. I can tell you another example is the guy that works for this guy that cuts my lawn, right? Well, you know, sometimes he doesn't, you know, he's supposed to blow off my porch. I mean, it's not a big deal. I can live without it being done, but I do pay for it. Sometimes I let it go, and now what I do is I go outside every day, I mean, every 2 weeks when he comes, and I'll say, "Hi, how are you doing today? Everything okay?" "Yeah, it's really good." And then I proceed to tell him, "Well, you know, I have a huge area on the one side of my house that's got pine straw, but you get all these little weeds, so you have to put stuff called Roundup over there to kill the weeds so that they don't come back." Well, a lot of them had come back, and I suggested to him. Now, I suggested. I was very nice, and I said, well, maybe you can go and, I paid extra today. Maybe you can go and go over it again, get the weeds down, cut the weeds down, but make sure you get them really good. Oh, he was all good to go with that. He was so happy. He was smiling, and I told him, stay cool, because like where you are, it's really hot here, really humid. And, they all wear long sleeves, white shirts, and these caps with these things on their backs of their neck because it's so hot here working in the sun. But I can remember a few times when I don't know if I talked to him under grace or not. I try with him, but sometimes he would not do what I asked him to do. And, when you pay for things and you want them done, I have only done that one time with him, and I didn't like it because I went in the house. And then I thought about it. Well, now, come on, Natalie. He's got these little kids that he takes care of, and, he doesn't have his wife. And I went back out, and I offered him something cool to drink, and he smiled, and I felt better because I wanted to kick myself because I thought to myself, well, this is not life or death, this silly lawn. And, sometimes you get in that mode. That's why we're saying sometimes it's tough. You cannot live under that umbrella that says, I am doing everything under grace, because sometimes, maybe there's a little hole in your umbrella. Water starts pouring on you and you don't like it too well, but that's just because we're human. And I think that's just makes us be the people that we are. But if you can correct it somehow, if you can do that, it's really, really great. When I'm doing the magazine, I have so many people emailing me. Then I have stars I'm dealing with. Then I have people texting me. But, I've learned how to put it in its own little mode. Okay, we'll go to here, we'll go to here. And I've got either my coffee or my ice water or something with me. And I sit back. Okay, let's deal with this in a nice fashion. Don't go crazy. Because sometimes it can be really, don't you ever do things, Maya, where you feel like you're really, really irritated, like, oh, good, this is just what I need. I need to deal with this, too. Well, that's when you have to really show what you are and just sit back, take a deep breath, and just go to each thing that you have to deal with for the day or at that moment. And like for me, sometimes it's a lot of things at that moment. So I just go to the most important one, not that they're not all important, but, the serious, because it has to be taken care of right away. This not so much. Okay, I'll email that one, and there you go, And I have to have a lot of lists. I have all kinds of lists when I do things, and I don't forget ever to send them a link to the article. Mostly they're publicists that I hear from. Sometimes the authors, but it's usually the people that represent them. And I'll send them a link back and say thank you, and I, look forward to working with you next month. And I put them on my little list for reminders, and we're all happy. Everybody's happy, happy. But, for me, I wouldn't have a lot of people wanting to write for the magazine. I don't think if I extended myself like I do. It's just the way I am. And, Maya, like we've talked, I have no idea. I think I learned a lot from you. Of course, we learn from each other. I certainly didn't learn it from when I was at home, a little girl. But the fact that I didn't turn out to be a monster, and, we all get help that we cannot see. So everybody can do what I do, maybe not exactly what I do. Sometimes I probably go to extremes, but no, I don't think I do, come to think of it. I just do it because I love people and I love to make people happy. So that's what I do. I want you to be happy. So, it's even like sending Maya a text or sending something sweet to Candy, that little hearts, and like Maya always sends me hearts and flowers and all kinds of things, and we do that in text a lot, don't we, Maya?
Yes, yes.
So that makes everybody feel good. It makes her feel good. And so I'm going to let you take over now, because my voice is getting really raspy and kind of dry. So while you're doing that, I'll take some water.
Okay. So, I agree with what Natalie is saying, and sometimes it's very difficult, especially if we're going through a difficult time, a breakup or a challenge. It can be hard just like she mentioned, when people are giving us dirty looks in the grocery store and if you've ever returned something and there's a line and the people in line are just, you know, rolling their eyes because for whatever reason your return is taking so long. Now, when we talk about being under grace, walking in grace, that's a choice that we choose to be, to not allow others to affect us, to not allow the events to affect us, and to be able to accept what is, hope for the future, and move forward. When you look at universal understanding, that's when we have accomplished the period of our the state of being of grace, where it begins to come naturally. And the other thing that I always try to remember and remind myself, and I'm not always successful, I have to work at it. It doesn't come easy. It's not like, oh, I just naturally am just walking in grace all the time. I mean, I have my moments where I get upset, I get angry, I get frustrated, just like everyone else. And I have to really pull myself back and remember. And one of the influences or factors that helps me is remembering that I'm only halfway through my book. And that's my life story. And for most of us, that's true. And even for those that are younger or much older, there's still chapters that are unwritten. So even though we may not know or see, get that payback or that being under grace, what does that give us? At the moment, if we can maintain grace, it gives us peace. We're not out seeking, when there's unfinished business, we're not out seeking that, trying to figure out, well, you know, this isn't going to be settled until so-and-so does this or so-and-so does that, and we're on a mission and our energy is very chaotic and in conflict because we're not able to just be at peace with what is, to say, I don't like this, I wish things were different, but I'm going to choose to accept that. That's being in a state of grace. And so that's the reward or the blessing or the gift in of itself, is being able to really go with that feeling. Because once we accomplish that, whether it's for that moment or that particular specific time, or we can practice it daily as we give to others and we just live our life, it just becomes such a part of us, and it becomes such a major change with how we view the world, our worldview and our self-view, that it's just amazing. I mean, the difference between not understanding and not accepting and not being able to be okay with whatever has happened. And again, it is not easy. No, it is not. It's much easier to, you know, throw the blame, say life is unfair, and, you know, or whatever the case may be, or, you know, end up in an altercation with someone that gave you a dirty look or started something for no reason. It's really much easier to be that way. But we don't really get anything out of it except emptiness and, you know, feeling displaced, feeling disconnected, and we end up feeling more so that there's unfinished business, or more so that there's that conflict. So a state of grace is a high place to achieve, but it's definitely easily achievable for every human. I mean, would you agree with that, Natalie?
Yeah, we've got a lot of callers, so if you could just keep up the chat here. I mean, we must have 8 or 9 waiting, so let's see what's going on here. And, yes, I do agree with you. It becomes very, very hard for us. It's not just like you wake up and say, well, this is a beautiful day. I think, you know, I'm happy, 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 and then the phone rings, and then you find out something that didn't fly or whatever it is. But let me get to these callers. And you can talk about stars, and I shall be right back.
Okay. So if you are thinking of, you know, this topic and wondering how it can change your life, it can change your life in a very profound way. And so the steps to becoming in a state of grace are, first of all, again, learning to let go. That's the first thing. Learning that we don't, even though it's nice and it's great, if we got all of our questions answered and everything was, you know, somebody said, okay, I'm going to sit down and explain all this to you and it's going to make sense and you're going to go, aha, okay. I mean, that really rarely happens in life. Usually, whether we're involved in a car accident, again, a breakup, a job situation, we don't always get all the information. We're generally left with something, you know, not fully explained. So we start becoming that state of grace or absorbing that or taking on that state of being or that energy by, first of all, releasing that which we don't understand and we have no control over. And we don't have control over other people. We don't have control over the weather, external events, so people that have suffered from floods, fires, earthquakes, tornadoes. I mean, it's okay. It's not that we're suggesting that we're not supposed to have feelings. We are supposed to have feelings. And there's nothing wrong with feeling emotional and having a time of grieving, especially over a major loss, whether that's a relationship or losing your home. So it's okay to feel that way, but it's just the general state. We can't continue in that. And when we get into that victim type of energy, that's where we begin to become dangerous because we can't grow and we can't really go forward from that place. So we have to start by just accepting. Even if we don't fully believe it at the time we say it, you know, you can start by meditation, just talking to yourself, whatever, if you're tactile, whatever works for you. But by saying, today I'm going to accept whatever happens because I realize there is something more powerful or bigger or larger than myself, and I realize that I don't know the end of the story yet. So that's a good way to start. It's by reminding yourself that although such and such happened and you don't understand why it happened, it doesn't seem to make sense or be fair, you haven't got to the end of the book. So I don't know, for many people, maybe not people that are really, really young, but for most of us as adults, we can look back and find at least a couple times where something happened that seemed devastating or bad or, you know, ill-timed, just something that was not positive. But then weeks, maybe months, maybe even years later, something occurred, and it occurred because of the domino effect, because of that one particular thing. We look back and we're able to say, that's why that happened, and I'm glad that it did. Because if that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be the person I am or with, you know, with who I am or whatever the case may be or where I am. You know, there's just a lot of different ways. So that's how you kind of first start, by just accepting, by releasing the need to know all the answers and understanding that as humans, that just isn't possible. It just isn't. Let me check if Natalie's back. No, it doesn't seem like she is. I would say the second step is that's something you can do on a daily basis without there being something that's a trigger, without a major obstacle or change in your life. So then the second part would be...
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm back.
Oh, no. Okay.
So for those who have called, I got some names here. We've got Maddie. We've got Annette. We have Jay, I believe, who wants to say something. So how about I connect, get him live here and see if he still wants to do this. So hold on, Maya.
Okay.
Okay, Maya, we've got Jay on the line here. I think he said he's from, is it Montreal, Jay?
I'm from Canada, Western
Canada.
Canada.
Oh, well, okay, Canada. And did you want to share something on the air? You're live on the air, by the way.
Yeah, thanks so much
for taking my call. What have you done that's been under grace? Pardon me?
Oh, for myself, it's going with my yoga practice right now, which I'm very involved in right now. It's my last 30 days out of 7 months. And with the grace of doing it, it's just not even actually considering any outcomes about it. I think the state of grace is more like the flowing aspect of whatever event or situation. I feel that grace is more of a it seems we say grace, it's almost like a Christian belief, it sounds like, or a Christian thing about it. So I find grace is more about I think going with the flow and not having any outcomes towards anything, basically. Just
yeah,
going full like water.
Yeah, it's tough to do, isn't it, Jay? Sometimes you try, but sometimes it's tough.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
that,
but you pull yourself
like,
back in. Well, but doing yoga is really great though, because that really sets a great tone and mode for you. I mean, I used to take yoga. I did it, and I was the only one that went into a level, like, you know. And my instructor came up, and she said to my neighbor, she said, is she sleeping or what is she? And I opened up my eyes. I said, no, I'm here. I guess I looked and appeared to be like, you know, it's just before you go to sleep, you're in that level, you can hear everything.
Yep.
And but I only took a couple of, I think I took a year of it, and I was sorry I didn't take more. But it's nice having you on the air, nice having everybody on the air. Maya, you want to contribute anything?
No, I just
I love all these people calling.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, one thing about grace also, I think it's just also a practice nowadays. I don't think we actually can think about it, or, you know, it's more of a practice.
I hope so.
Making it a habit also, because we can't actually do it for a little bit of time and then expect anything to happen with it, with grace. I don't know what
right.
it is.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think you're right, Jay. I really think that's important. Like, Maya knows me pretty well, and I know her, and we've been doing the show for, what, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And you have to, especially in the field that we're in, and even, like you said, taking the class that you're taking, it changes you. It makes you realize that there are a lot of important things around you, not necessarily monetarily. You know, I mean, we can make our life exactly what we want it to be, but I'm not going to say it's an easy road, because it's not at all. Go ahead, Maya. I don't want to do all the
I was just going to say that I agree. We do hear it sometimes attributed to religion, but in this situation, it's not at all. It is an ongoing process. It is an ever-flowing energy, and it should be constant, and it should be done without any expectation other than our state of being. So I agree with everything that you're saying. And you're right, we can't do it for a little while and then say, oh, okay, now I'm going to sit back and reap the reward, because that's a state of being. So it's something that, you know, although I do believe some people have to work at it, it doesn't come naturally. It is an ever-flowing and an ever-present state of being that we should constantly seek, that just allows us to release expectations and instead be able to go with whatever life brings towards us and embrace that and see the potential in that.
Awesome. Well said. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Come back at 8 o'clock next week. We're here every week, and we always have a great topic. And we've got a lot of listeners tonight, Maya, and I'm thrilled. Of course, you know, I don't know how they're finding us, but I do have the banner on the main. And Candy, bless her heart, she's been doing a lot of good things. And I think the topics that you choose are so wonderful, and I have to thank you for that because you're the one that chooses them. And I don't know what's going to be next week, but you know it's going to be another good one. But, you know, as he was saying, you know, you have to practice this. I mean, especially if you're kind of, you know, and I don't want to say you're not spiritual. I think everybody is spiritual. Everybody can be. But try. Just try to do some things that's gonna give of yourself to somebody else, like do something nice for somebody. You're working on that. You're working under grace. I mean, I'm like, you know, right in it all the time, but that's the way I am. But I think I guess I did this as a little girl. Don't you think, Maya, when with some of my friends, I just kind of, oh, okay, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and maybe they'll come and get me, maybe they won't. I didn't do any tantrums or anything like that. I didn't go cry. I just did what I always do. I read, listened to my radio, or watched television, you know, in the summertime especially I was hit with this. But I just can look back, and I can tell you the things that I did, even as a little girl. Now that I was sitting here, you know, listening to you, Maya, I know I did this in grade school already. I know I did. And well, except for that one time that I had to take care of that little boy that hit me on the head with a rock. But that was, but I set the tone in the neighborhood. So you can say I set everybody, they were all going to be under grace. They were not going to use any malice towards any of the kids in the neighborhood. They were going to all behave and be good. So I guess I did that under grace. I changed the whole mode of the neighborhood. But I think, you know, I really did. I mean, nobody ever had problems again. I mean, it was like I had to make them realize that this is not how we behave. And I was probably, like I said, 7 or 8 years old when I did that. And I was riding my little two-wheeler, and I can see myself riding on this bike. But anyways, I think we can all do a better job, do more. There was a lady who was on and was telling me that she had a friend over and some water splashed all over her, cold water. And then she said, she looked at me, this lady was telling me, and she said, you would have thought I splashed acid on her. She got so mad. And she said, but I pulled back. And I thought to myself, nope, I'm not going to respond to that. I'm going to, oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. But she told me, she said, but she was still a little mad about that, and it took her a while to get over that I splashed her, and she really didn't accept my apology. I mean, it was nothing, she said. It was just nothing. I said, well, that's what we mean by it's difficult sometimes, because how you're going to react to that is so important, and you just never know how somebody's going to feel. Just keep doing it. Just do things. And if you go on Twitter and you see Star Psychic sending a post or Natalie sending a post, that's me. And I'll remind people, remember, let's do everything under grace. And I don't see anybody else doing it there. So it's kind of been, I've been doing that a while, I think, Maya. Yeah, I have been doing it a while. So it's a good thing. It's just when I send that out and send out a personal note or even, when I'm on Twitter now, here's something I do. Now, of course, this is business, but I react or respond to everybody that sends me a private message. I thank them for following me. I thank them for adding me to their list. You know how much time that takes, but I do it because these are people. These are not robots behind the names. These are people, and they'll send me a note back and say, I can't believe you thanked me for this. You know, it's an honor to follow you. Can you imagine that? An honor. You know, I mean, just a few little things that you do. I feel better, or I feel really good, not better. I feel good, and how did I make them feel, all those people? I don't go on Facebook that much. Candy does that, but I do Twitter, and I've been noticing people, how they respond. Even Instagram. We're on there. Star Psychics is there, but I love all the safaris and, you know, because I'm an animal nut. With the giraffes and the lions, especially the giraffes, but the lions I love too. But all these people are following me now because you say some nice little thing in their section of notes and you send them, I send little hearts, you know, and you're spreading good word. You're spreading good things to people. How can you fail doing that? You can't. You just can't. So that's what I do. And I sit back and I watch all these things come through and I think, yep. Yes, Natalie, you did good today. You did some good things for some people that maybe otherwise would not have had a nice note coming to them from somebody they don't even know. It's an honor. They're telling me it's an honor. No, it's an honor for me. I guess, see, it works both ways. It's an honor for me to be following them and an honor that I'm following them. So those are the terms that I use a lot of times. So if you try to do something like that, then you're going to, your life is just going to be better. I'm not saying I don't have my days are not always perfect. I mean, today was a really good day. All these last few days, I was telling Maya I had a terrible headache, maybe like a migraine, but I still worked through everything. I did all the stuff for the magazine, but I felt really good because I was creating things in this magazine that I have, and representing all these people and making them all feel good. So I was doing it all under grace. I have the ability to do that. So that's just really great for me. So what else we have to talk about here about grace, doing things under grace, Maya? You know me, I could talk the whole hour, but I don't like to do that. So do you have anything else that you want to agree with me, or you want to say something else or ask me a question about it?
Well, I would agree with you pretty much everything that you said. And it sounds like, yes, when you were little, and when you were telling that story, one thing that I thought about, which grace does give to us, is that person that got so upset over the water, chances are it's because they have, they're carrying, I call it a little basket. You know, we have this imaginary basket. It's just a metaphor for those of us that carry around all of our hurts and all of our disappointments and everything that's gone wrong. Instead of releasing those as we move through life, we carry them in a basket. Well, pretty soon that basket gets so heavy that we can barely carry it. We can barely tote it around. And so as you can imagine, our energy starts to become down. We start to get bitter. All those negative connotations and emotions and influences, intentions start to show. So I would say someone that got that upset over some water probably has a huge basket. And
right.
One thing that grace does when we practice grace is it does not allow us, you know, certain things cannot be in harmony. Like they say, oil and water can't mix. Worry and faith cannot go together. We cannot have faith and worry. We have to choose one or the other. And the same thing is true with grace. We either choose to hang on to everything that went wrong, and we choose to expect, and we choose to, seek answers that we may never get. We try to bargain with Creator, Universe, God, or even just ourselves. Well, I'll let go and I'll be okay when this happens, when that happens. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that 9 times out of 10, that ain't happening. So until you find it within yourself, and that's what grace does. Grace allows you to release everything that's held you back. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to forget, because I don't believe that we forget those major obstacles and those major hurts in our life, betrayals, things that people have done, events, whatever they are. We're not going to forget them. They're just no longer going to be in our way, and we're no longer going to be carrying the basket. We're going to release them. So that's about the final thing that I have to say about grace, is that it's a way of giving to others, and it's a way especially of giving to ourselves. It's a way of being and a way of living, and it is, no matter how hard it can be, it is a choice, and the more we make that choice, the easier the choice becomes, and the more often we make that choice. So I hope that everyone is able to take some grace and live in some grace. You will find that your life is much more meaningful, much happier, and you have the ability then to look forward to the future rather than to, you know, dread the uncertainty of it, and to try to love the, you know, imagine a train, which is your past. Imagine trying to lug that into the future. I mean, that's just literally impossible. So we let that train go, and we move in lightness and light both, and in goodwill we move in grace to the tune of our spiritual being, to the divine and the collective. We move forward into our lives, and when we do that, we find our true path and purpose. So that's all I have to say.
And the more you, like if somebody comes, does something, and you just have to react in a different way. Don't react like what they have given to you, just unless they're trying to hurt you. But, I mean, words, you know, things like that. I mean, the more you do this, the more you will do this. And that's the truth. It works. When I have a day that's not going so well, like maybe tomorrow I've been so busy that maybe I'll be on a little bit of more of a slide, but I wake up every morning thinking, okay, today's a new day, and I'm going to see how many people that I can help, and invariably I do quite a few every day, so and maybe you don't have a site like I have or my magazine like I have, but you can do it in other ways. You can be really kind to people, and you'd be surprised what's going to come back to you. I'm not saying you're going to get this car that you've been wanting in your drive, but it's a feeling inside, and it's hard to explain, Maya, isn't it? I mean, you just have this certain feeling, and when you go out the door, if you can keep that and stay in that level, you're just going to attract all this wonderful stuff, all these wonderful people and invitations. And, I think to myself, I miss out sometimes because I'm not in these groups and everything, but I have my groups. I have my groups. Trust me. It's like I know all of them. I've never met Maya Moon. I've never met Candy. But yet that's part of my family. These are my good friends. And you're going to say, well, how? How can that be? Oh, because like Maya's been with me since the beginning, Candy's been with me since the beginning, and the site is 5.5 years old right now. Some of the people were with me when I started Planet Stars back in 1998. Yes, I've been online that long. So I did the same thing when I worked for America Online in the rooms. I was the same kind of person, and I just let any negativity bounce off me. I didn't fall into that. So the more you do this, the more you're going to do this. And with that, I think we're going to call it a night. And Maya, have any idea what our topic's going to be next week, or are we going to have a little surprise?
I guess it'll be a surprise because I don't have anything planned.
Right off the top of your head. Sometimes you do, but I'll get a note tomorrow. She'll send me the what we talked about today, and I'll put it in the blog. Be sure to go to our blog on Star Psychics. That's starswithaZpsychics.com. And you can also, reach Priestess Candy Ranson. You can reach Stars Maya Moon. You can get we have great specials going on right now. We've got, you can get 10 minutes plus 5 free for $22.50. That's an ongoing thing for first-time clients, one time only. And it's a great way to sample what we offer. We have a great emporium. Been getting a lot of email readings. The site has really been doing good. And how I do that is I walk away from my computer. Maya and I have talked about this. I walk away, and I don't attach myself to all the pages because I have 3 monitors. And I just walk away from it all. When I come back, all these readings are flowing in and all of that. And we have only 90 seconds, so I guess it's time for me to be quiet. Anyways, thank you, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. You're in there doing a great job, as usual. I love you. Maya Moon, I love you too. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. Please come back next Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Same place, same station, and we're going to have another great topic. And if you go to the main, go to starswithaZpsychics.com, you will see a banner that comes down, and tomorrow I will post the topic for next Monday. So with that, I'm going to say good night because they're going to kick me off. And I love you, Maya.
Love you, too.
Okay, and everybody have a great week, and we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.